Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles range. We have your van.
With level 5 restrictions in place, dental services are pared back once again, and some people might not be able to attend their regular checkup. So what can we do from home this time to keep up with our oral health? I'm joined now from our Galway studio by Dr. Lisa Creevan, dentist with Key Dental and co-founder of Spotlight Oral Care. Lisa, thank you very much. 515-51551, four people's texts to you. But just let me ask you first off, are people in any way squeamish now about having somebody peer into their mouth and come up so close to them? Or did before we entered this phase of lockdown again, were numbers coming to clinics back up to normal?
Good morning. I would say that at the moment, people coming to clinics and our clinic in particular, and I've heard it from a lot of dentists, is that it's actually a very busy time in dental practices. I think people are at home. They're kind of starting to look at their own health and how they can prevent any issues. And, you know, a lot of people who are away and now they're back in the country and they know they're going to be here for the next year or so are looking to have their teeth straightened and things. So you would think that it would be a quieter time, but it's actually been extremely busy. And a lot of dentists have been saying the same thing.
We're all doing a lot more standing in front of mirrors, looking at ourselves.
All on those Zoom calls. Yeah.
First text here from Sean I want to put to you. What medication or otherwise can be taken for bleeding gums and loosening teeth?
I think the whole thing with bleeding gums or loosening teeth, really what you're describing here is gum disease or periodontal disease. It's what we would call it as dentists. You know, the most important thing is not to look straight for a medication, but, you know, to speak to your dentist or hygienist in terms of what's actually causing, you know, that issue. Is there a genetic component to it? Is it that you're actually missing certain areas of the teeth when you're keeping them clean? And normally how we would treat it is having them cleaned and using proper products at home that actually target that. So when you're looking at bleeding gums or inflammation, you definitely want to be using a toothpaste that is focused on that, or a mouthwash that's focused on that, and that typically contains something like chlorhexidine. In terms of medication, sometimes we do prescribe antibiotics to treat, you know, this issue alongside cleanings and deep cleanings, but we wouldn't typically prescribe an antibiotic or a medication as a first line response to a situation like this.
So chlorhexidine in the mouthwash at home is the first thing that you can do, but it's important to say people can, in what sounds like emergency cases, and this sounds like it might be an emergency case, still go and see their dentist now, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think every dental practice is very individual, even in terms of the physical building that they're in and what they're able to achieve in terms across infection control. But like, I think it's really important to remember that as dentists, we've always been very focused on cross infection control. It's not a new conversation for us. We've definitely changed things in terms of what type of masks we wear, the PPE that we use, you know, the timings between patients, you know, our screenings, contacting patients beforehand. But I know in the practice in Galway, we are pretty much back to normal. You know, we spent a lot of time getting ready to reopen after the first lockdown. And definitely we've slowed our practice, but it is not reduced to emergency cover like it was in the first lockdown.
Anya would like to know, 51551, my gums have started bleeding in the last 4 months. There's a slight lesion on my top gum beside my tooth. I'm reluctant to go to the dentist because of COVID. If I keep flossing and cleaning, will it fix itself?
So definitely by flossing and thorough cleaning, you know, that will really help to reduce inflammation and to reduce bleeding. However, if there is a lesion that she's noticed, you know, that does sound like something that she should go and see her dentist about. It could be an infection of the gum. It could be an infection of the tooth. But she's definitely not going to harm things by flossing and thorough cleaning. But I would make an appointment to see her dentist.
I have a bridge of three teeth, says Nuala, at the front of my mouth. Eating on Friday night caused a movement, hence the bite has changed and I'm petrified that the bridge will come out. Can an ordinary dentist realign, or do I need to go to an orthodontist? The bridge was done a long time ago and I can't exactly recall who did it.
Yeah, so she doesn't need to go back to the person who originally who did the bridge. She just needs to go to see her normal local dentist that she always went to. If the bridge has loosened or it has basically debonded from one of the teeth, the likelihood is that she will have to have the bridge removed and a new one placed, especially if it's a very old bridge. The danger of not doing anything in this situation is that you have basically a loose fixture in the mouth and there is no seal there. So she's more likely to end up having inflammation and for decay to develop under the bridge if she doesn't address it. And certainly if she's noticed a change in the bite and there's definitely been a movement in the bridge and she does need to actually go and have that x-rayed and examined properly.
The next one is going to call on your skills as a psychologist as much as a dentist, because the texter says, and they don't give their name, I haven't been to the dentist for 20 years. I now have loose, decayed teeth and receding gums. I am so ashamed of them, but I just dread going to sit in the dentist's chair. Any advice, please?
I know, and we always get so many questions like that to Spotlight. And, you know, it makes me kind of sad because, you know, it's literally our job, you know, to treat decayed teeth, you know, gum issues. And it's what we hear, you know, 50% of our patients will be coming in with active disease, with something that they're nervous, they're embarrassed, they're ashamed about. But, you know, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. There's nothing to be ashamed about. And the one thing I would say about dentistry and oral care is that a lot of times the longer you leave it, the worse it is. The worse the outcome is, the more expensive it is, the more painful it tends to be. So there's absolutely no need to be ashamed. And if you're afraid, if you're nervous, there are, I mean, in Key Dental, we have a sedation clinic for nervous people, and there are sedation clinics, you know, all over the country as well, that you can have a lot of treatment done in one day. But certainly I would just reassure that person that it's literally what we do all day long, and it's something that, you know, you do not need to be embarrassed about.
It's not going to get better by itself, so you need to bite the bullet. Sorry. If you can bite the bullet, you still need to bite the bullet. What causes mouth ulcers, and is there any advice for avoiding them and getting rid of them?
So mouth ulcers are relatively common. I would say up to about 25% of the population suffer from mouth ulcers from time to time. There's a huge, in terms of what causes them, it can be a hormonal issue, it can be vitamin deficiency, and some people just get them regularly.
Is there a recurring virus thing there as well? It's herpes or not?
No, it's a totally separate thing. It's called RAS, recurrent aphthous stomatitis. And basically, it's just you get ulcers every so often. But what you will typically find in practical terms is people maybe who have been to the dentist, or they eat spicy food, or they've maybe bitten their tongue or kind of, you know, injured themselves eating, they'll get an ulcer afterwards. There's actually a good mouthwash called Difflam mouthwash. It has a kind of very soothing element to it. Mm-hmm. And just to have them checked, if you feel like an ulcer has been there more than 10 days, very important for you to have that checked with a dentist.
Okay.
And then just have blood tests with your doctor to make sure that there's no vitamin deficiency or hormonal issue that's behind it.
And one last one in the minute we have remaining to us. What realistically, David, who is an ex-smoker, wants to know, can brighten up teeth?
So really, as dentists, you know, what we do is science-backed. So if you want to whiten your teeth, you need to use something that's clinically proven. You need to use an active ingredient. So you can obviously have your teeth whitened at the dentist, and we use an active ingredient, hydrogen peroxide, and it's normally in a gel format or in a tray. In Spotlight, we have at-home teeth whitening. It has the same active ingredient, just at a lower concentration. But I would just avoid, and I would just warn kind of people to avoid things that you often see on TikTok and Instagram about using charcoal or home bleach to whiten your teeth. So use something that's controlled, use something that's regulated, and you look for clinically proven active ingredients that are safe.
Great stuff, Lisa. So many more questions. Unfortunately, we don't have time to do them, but we must get you back to pick up on those and many, many more if this lockdown persists in the same way. Lisa Creevan, Dr. Lisa Creevan, indeed, with Key Dental and co-founder of Spotlight Oral Care.